Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking like the trap dog,
giving a microphone,
dress
like the $1 million,
buying
things in its cups.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me.
Put your hands together.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Why don't you join in?
Turn them out.
Come on,
do your thing, Big Daddy.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Yeah, I do. Tickle me when I say it, but I do. Like I say always, it just is a constant reminder of how good God has been. So my question to you is, what's stopping you from having the life that you want? What's stopping you from having the life that you want? I know a lot of people who have given up on achieving the life of their dreams, but I know they'd still want them if they could get to them, but they just allowed to settle for so many reasons. So who I'm talking to is you today. What's really at the core of stopping you? What is that? Is it your friends or your associates? Is it the fear of what you think somebody else will think of you if you decide to change? Is it what I used to call the call of the wow? Is it the fact that you keep thinking that the thing that you're doing that's providing you these momentary moments of pleasure that really ain't really good or healthy for you, you don't want to stop doing that because you got just a little bit more something else you want to do? I call that the call of the wow. You know, it's just out there. Them streets is calling you. Them lights is calling you. You know, them girls is calling you. Them guys that's on the wrong side keep calling you. You can't seem to make a decision about the right guy. You keep picking the wrong guy all the time. What is it that's stopping you from having the life that you really want to have? So whatever the reason you're choosing, that's the reason that's stopping you from having the life that you want to have, it's no good. Because at the end of the day, here's the real deal. See, God is available. And God is available for all of us. And God has a plan for all of us. And God wants the very best for all of us. That's the truth of the matter. So now, what we gonna do to get started having that life? First of all, if it's your friends, I want you to understand something. Your friends can't save you. A lot of your friends offer no real help for you. Most of your friends don't have the answer themselves. I mean, it's just a wide range of reasons. And misery loves company. So usually when your friends are in a bad position, they kind of like company in that bad position. Your friends ain't going to church. You're going to be their friend. They don't really want you to go to church. You know, your friends don't pray. So why would they offer up prayer as a solution to you? You know, your friends don't really get the fact that if you treat people better, people would treat you better. So what's that? So your friends are a lot of times the reasons, you know, the peer pressure of what, and then the thought in your mind of what they gonna think once they find out I don't do what they do anymore. Who cares what they think other than you? I mean, really, you can't let what somebody thinks of you stop you from having the best life you wanted to have. If I went by that theory right there, I wouldn't even be on this mic this morning. I would have never become a stand-up. I would have had I listened to the people around me who clearly told me when I quit my job to pursue this, boy, don't you quit your job. You got a family. Boy, don't you do this. You ain't got no bit. That ain't no security in that. Get yourself a job. Go down here and work your brother. Go to work over here. I heard all of that. I didn't let that stop me from pursuing this. Why would you allow that to stop you from pursuing your relationship with God so you can have the best life you could possibly have? You gangbang because they've convinced you that this is the family situation and love that you don't have. And they've convinced you that this is your only way, your only source of getting over. And then you drum up these ignorant reasons, man, for staying with it. But they sound so good when you listening to everybody else you surrounded by telling you why we gang banging, why we holding this block down, why we slanging this thing here right here, why we letting it go like this here. You keep listening to them when all in your heart of hearts, you know this ain't right. You already know, but you allow that form of the call of the wild, that wanting to be accepted by a group of people who trying to get you to accept a way so you can further their progress, to even prove that you worthy to be around them, you got to commit some type of crime. To even prove that you worthy to be around them. Then when you get busted on the crime, what happens to that? Where your family at now? They don't come down there to see you because guess what? They can't turn in their ID at the desk at a law enforcement center. So now your homies can't come visit you. And then, you know, your family back out here, they ain't taking care of your family because it's all about them. Then you learn that. What is it that's stopping you from having the life that you always wanted to have? What is it? Why are you a repeat offender? Why do you keep checking yourself back into that institution? Why, man? Why won't you get it together? Why won't you give God a try? Why won't you disassociate yourself? Why would you continue to be a part of a revolving door system and becoming the farm system for these institutions that ain't got nothing for you? But you keep going back in there, and then every time you go in there, and then your little homies or your gangbanging little silly little friends try to make you think that's a badge of honor. There ain't no badge of honor, man. That's one more scratch on that record. That's one more nail in that coffin. That's one step closer to that third strike where you ain't gonna ever get out. It's one step closer to that graveyard. You keep on. Why would you not give God a try? Why would you not go and see what your life could really be? What is it that's stopping you? Because, see, I got news for you. There's nothing like waking up free. I don't care who you are. There's nothing like waking up with the joy in your heart. Now, if you ain't going to be free, get the joy in your heart. The satisfaction of knowing that you're accomplishing something with your life. Help somebody behind them bars. Get in the program. Show these young cats when they come in a better way. But don't you dare sit there, man, and just ride it out. And, man, just go and get the fullest life that you can have. You know what it feels like to wake up and be on your way somewhere, knowing that you have something to accomplish, that you can change somebody, that you can stop somebody from going down the road you went down. It's a whole lot of ways to make your life better. But why would you not go and have the best life you can have? What is it that's stopping you? Really? Really? So you think that Satan really has your best interests at heart? That little thing your mama kept telling you about praying, you wasn't listening, was you? But you know, it ain't ever too late to get back to that. It ain't ever too late to turn around. It ain't ever too late to get your life together. It ain't ever too late to seek God. And it ain't ever too late to pray. Don't forget to pray. Don't be ashamed to pray. And don't be too proud to pray. Because prayer changes things. Prayer changes people too. I'm a witness to that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here. Another day has arrived. All praises to God Almighty. Thank you, Lord. Boy, I sure appreciate it. I'm going to take advantage of mine, too. All his grace and favor, I'm going to just take advantage of it. I don't want his favor to be wasted on me. No, sir. I'm going to be about the business of producing, being proactive, and most of all, grateful. I will always be hardworking. It is in my DNA. But what I've been practicing more and more is the principle of gratitude. The more grateful you are, the more things he will give you to be grateful for. Wow, man, that ought to be easy to do, so you would think. Welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Today is Shirley Strawberry, not on Zoom. Carla Farrell on Zoom. Mississippi Monica on Zoom. Junior off Zoom. The legend of Nephew Tommy on Zoom. All of us. Trebion man, si beaucoup. Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Junior I'm on. I was here. Just trying to fix my printer, Steve. That's all.
Okay. Well, that information don't nobody know.
And well, nobody knew I wasn't on Zoom until you said it.
Well, hello. But don't nobody care about your printer, babe.
Well, I care.
Get your business together.
We all that in the pre-show. Me not being on Zoom.
Well, you weren't on Zoom, and you dressed up. You know, this morning, y'all dressed up real nice in the mornings. Might as well act like it. It is not time to yawn on Zoom, though.
Who's yawning? Mm.
The one that don't talk. I guess she can afford to yawn. She don't have no lines on the show.
No one knows that until you bring it.
Well, yeah, that's what I do, Shirley. I bring stuff up. I pull the curtain back. This ain't new. It ain't like I'm trying something else. Why are you telling people what we doing and they don't even know?
Because
that's
business.
What I do. Junior ain't here. So the question is, what's on your mind? Anybody?
Yeah. Well, you know what, man? I do have a question. You fly private the majority of the time, and you have so many thousands of miles racked up on Delta and American, and they just sitting there. And shouldn't we do something with that? I mean, could we possibly transfer that over?
Yeah. You planning the trip? Tommy.
To my account, I mean, that's...
Yeah, absolutely. You want to buy the miles?
Why would I buy them? You ain't buying them. I mean, you...
No, I bought the ticket.
To get
right.
Miles.
But I mean, what I'm saying is you're not going to use them. You fly private.
Whoa. Excuse me. Here's my question immediately to you.
Do you want to buy
the miles?
No, I don't want to buy no damn miles. I want you to give me the miles.
Oh.
See, the only miles that get stuff given to him is Jackie.
See how that works? See how he did that
you
right
see
there?
See what I'm saying?
Maybe she should have.
Thomas Miles is going to have to pay for miles like he's been doing. Now,
all right.
Boy, I'm so good at this. Welcome to Ask Steve.
Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour. We'll run that prank back with the nephew right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
I'm gonna make it just as stupid as it was yesterday. This right here is your son and my daughter. Your son and my daughter. Okay? This could get pretty serious right here. Your son and my daughter. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Darren's father. Is this Darren's father?
Yes, it's Darren Singer.
Listen, I'm calling you. LaShonda is my daughter. She goes to college up there with your son.
Uh-huh.
And I'm getting the word I got a few minutes ago was that the two of them then run off and then got married together. I don't know what make them run off and get married
Wait. Where'd you hear this from?
I just got a phone call from one of the kids at the school saying that this girl grew up with all through grade school. She called and said LaShonda and Darren then ran off and got married together. And they say they done it yesterday or something.
Wait, my son ain't. I talked to him about 3 days ago, and he ain't done nothing like that. I know. So
they did it yesterday. I've been calling LaShonda and call her. Ain't nobody picking up. And I call her. The boy, they give me the boy phone number. And I call him. And ain't nobody picking up and answering nothing. It ain't like my baby girl to do like nothing like this here.
Well, it's not like my son to do nothing like that without talking to me first. So let me call down there and talk to Darren and give me your number and I'll call you back.
I'm going down there to that school myself. I'm going to find both of them. Now, I'm going to call you to let you know this. Now, if I find out that my baby girl then ran off and got married because she done got pregnant, I promise you I'm going to do something to that boy of yours if he got my baby pregnant. You hear me?
Wait a minute now. You're not going to do nothing to my son. Now, I understand about your daughter, but that's my son now. You're not going down and put your hands on my son.
If he got me, that's my only baby I got. That's it.
Well, I understand that's your only baby, but that's my only son. If you talking about going to put your hands on him, you're going to have a problem.
If he got my baby pregnant, your son, Darren, going, I'm going to beat his ass.
What's your name again? What's your name?
Dylan, my name. You hear me?
Who
is my baby?
What's your name? What's your name?
Dylan. D-I-L-L-A-N.
I know how to spell your damn name. Look here, Mr. Dylan. You're not going to put your hands on my son.
If my baby pregnant, I am. And that's the only reason I can see her doing something like that, because I told her years and years and years, you don't make no baby. You don't make no baby not be married. You don't do it.
Hey,
if she went off and got married, that means she tried to make it right. That's what she did.
Mr. Dillon, listen to me now. I understand that's your daughter. I'm sorry if she's pregnant or whatever, but let me talk to my son before you go down there trying to do something crazy. Okay?
Let me tell you something. Your son didn't coerce my baby girl into getting married and he didn't got her pregnant. I know what's going on. I know what it is.
My son ain't done nothing to your daughter. Let me call down there and talk to him before you talk about going down there and putting your hands on somebody.
I told leave them little old thugs alone. He ain't nothing but a thug.
Wait, whoa. Don't be accusing my son of being no damn thug now.
Well, what kind of man run off and get mad at the age of 20 and ain't talk to the parents of nobody? What make them do something like that?
Well, you talking about, I told you my son ain't done nothing to get
mad. How are you raising him? How did you raise him? Evidently you didn't raise him right.
Wait a minute now. Who the hell are you talking to?
I'm talking to you. If my baby pregnant, I'm going to beat your boy. If you down there, you're going to get your toe out too.
Hold on, mother. Hold on. Who the f*** you think you talking to?
I'm talking to you.
I'm
talking to you.
Oh, man, you ain't put your hands on nobody. You put your hands on my son, you don't have a clap. You understand me? That's my son.
My baby's
your daughter, but that's my son.
My baby better not be pregnant. My baby better not be.
Hey, man, that's my son you talking about putting your hands on. You gonna have a problem with me.
If my baby pregnant, I promise you, she ain't gonna never know her daddy, because I'm gonna do something to that boy. You hear me?
Hey, man, that's the last time I want to hear you say you gonna do something to my son now. Now, you gonna sit on down, gather yourself, and relax for a minute. Let me call my son, and I'll get back to you. Because
I got something else I need to tell you.
Well, say it, man. What else you got?
I got something else. Before I go down to that school and get the whooping, I want you to know one thing before I get off this phone.
What is it, man?
Is you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Mr. Darren, you just got pranked by your son, Darren Jr.
Oh, my goodness. That boy got better sense than that. No, I got high blood pressure. What the hell? Wait, I call his mama.
I gotta ask you, man, what is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, you know what? I swear I do myself sometimes. You know that? I really do. I'll do me sometimes.
In terms of
stupidity. I mean, I just
what else?
You know, I surprise me sometimes.
Wait a minute.
You actually think that your stupidity can be outdone?
He does.
Only if it's outdone by me. I'm just saying, I'm impressing myself. I mean, that's doable, right?
Get the I don't think you understand, get stunned, man. You patting yourself on the back?
All the way on my back. I just can't get my hand back there, but all the way on my back.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go.
Just so you know, it's really not surprising to us.
No. No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
We expect it.
All right, King of Pranks. Coming up next, it is Ask the Chief Love Officer, or the CLO, Steve Harvey, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, our girl Kim Whitley has a brand new comedy series on Audible. Jada Pinkett Smith overshares yet again on Red Table Talk.
Ooh.
And a Mississippi woman is trending for twerking. Guess
Monica?
Where? Guess where?
Oh.
This will let you know it wasn't Monica. In a cotton field.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
All that's coming up at the top of the hour.
Oh.
But right now, it is time to ask the CLO. All right, so Tony in the Bay Area says, my husband is 61 and he plays the sax in a 3-piece band at a restaurant. He had COVID, and while he was out, a 28-year-old sax player took his place. Now my husband is back and the boy is still there. My husband is upset because he prefers to play alone. Is it time for my husband to quit the band?
Yeah, he got to come on out. Yeah, yeah.
Why?
Yeah. It's a youth business. They don't even look the same. Saxophone laying down flat on that boy's stomach. His saxophone, the bottom of him, the damn horn pointing back at him.
It's flipped.
They've been trying to get him out the band for a while.
They sick of him.
Coming back. Your windpipes ain't as strong as that young boy. He holding notes longer. Dog.
That's you come funny, on. Steve.
It's time for you to come on, start playing at the church. Yeah, you don't need to be down there at the restaurant. You late for rehearsal and stuff.
Trying to make the move to the church.
Oh, yeah, man. You down there trying to practice. You got to stop, take your blood pressure. You know, all this here. You got to get your little insulin shots. Nah, they tired of you, dog.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, all writing's right. On the wall. It's over.
So it's time for her husband to quit.
All over.
All right, moving on to Melanie in Cherville. Melanie writes, I'm dating a man that loves to do pranks. Uh-oh. I tried to get revenge by telling him I slept with his best friend. He laughed and said he didn't believe me. I thought that was it. But it wasn't. Now he's really paranoid, and he accused me of secretly wanting his best friend. Is there any way to fix this mess I created? Wow, she wrote to the right show.
Pretty much. Yeah, you can't do that, lady. You done messed around. What'd you bring the best friend up for?
I know.
I want to sleep with your best friend. I know you didn't. what you mean by that?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, leave Franken to the experts.
Yeah, see, I don't know why. You don't prank. That's not what you do. We have him on the show.
Yeah.
All you had to do was call Tommy. This would have been over with. Oh, no. Your ass is lazy and cheap. Oh, no, I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to just do it my damn self. Now look what you did. You just messed your family up.
But in her defense, Steve, she says he loves to do pranks. So he's probably been pranking her and pranking her.
Uh-huh. Okay, he ain't Tommy, though. He loves to do pranks.
But Steve, so Tommy, what should he have done? What should she have done, though?
He should have called me. He should have called me.
I just told you, Carla.
What Steve said.
Yeah. I just told you. Yeah. Talking about he loves to play
pranks. Don't believe. He to believe when we got through. He wouldn't believe it.
Oh, you
he loved to do pranks, but he ain't Tommy. I love to play
time.
I ain't Tommy.
I got time today.
See how this works? Next one.
Yeah, I see.
Uh-huh. All right, moving on to Jocelyn in Charlotte. Jocelyn says, My boyfriend and his ex-girlfriend got into a big argument at last week's game. She said his you-know-what is tiny and he's musty all the time. Hey. My friends heard it. Not often that you hear the word musty. My friends heard it and now I am ashamed of him because they keep making jokes. He's not musty and he's not that small. Will they ever stop making fun of him? Wow.
Damn.
Little stanky. Yeah, you getting all that right to the head. Petite muscatel.
What?
Yeah. Chili peppers. They got all types of little nicknames for him.
His ex-girlfriend, anyway.
Well, you know what? You got to take a grain of salt with it now. It was his ex. You know, they can be pretty brutal.
Exactly.
So I can be. What? All exes are brutal. Mm. Boy.
What?
Well, all right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's a two-way street.
It's okay. You can say it. It's okay.
It's okay, T.
Yeah.
The hell
you got
all
scared. You got
You threw it out there, but you weren't sure.
Yeah, I didn't know how to pull it back in, and then I got caught in the middle of the street with it, too.
So all right.
You right on out there. Still surprised at your stupidity.
Steve got quiet on you.
He did. All right. Moving on. Last one. All right, Steve, we did this one while you were out, and Tommy responded and nailed it, of course. Let's get your response to this one. It's from Jeremy in Tuscaloosa, and Jeremy is a 21-year-old black man and a junior in college. He said he pledged a white fraternity out of spite for his father. I realized that I made a mistake and I want to pledge my dad's frat. My dad said it's illegal for me to join now. Is he being a hater?
No, he being real with it. Ain't no hater. I took your stupid ass over there and pledged. Ignorant ass, now you a Kappa Sig or something. You stupid ass. They don't even want you. Dumbass and sit up here and play some white frat. You can sign up for it, get out when you want. Mm-hmm. You ain't got it. All you got to do is pay your dues in there. Man, we don't even want. And now, out of spite, I sure want to know what your daddy is.
It don't matter. He ain't going to ever be it. He ain't going to ever
It's illegal. You can't join one. That's what we don't do that. Well, you can't be one thing, then lead that, come over here and be this. Boy, what? You know what it costs to be us? What?
Not in the divine
mind.
He can't
change his mind.
Nope, nope. Mm.
You can't go in that and then come over here and be in this.
He pledged a white fraternity out of spite for his dad. Wow.
No, how bad you hate your daddy?
Mm-hmm. Talking about his dad being a hater.
Is your dad a hater? You stupid. You dumbass made that decision.
He's only 21.
You're so damn dumb. Your daddy wasted all that money sending your dumbass to college. And that's what you did with the money. You're going to pledge a white frat. And then now you messed up. Now you want to get. No, man. That ain't what's happening. You can't get in now one of these.
I said, I wonder how he realized that he made a mistake.
At the frat party.
What happened at the frat party?
What? When he went over, he got his lettuce. What
drinking
happened?
Drinking beer out of a funnel.
Yeah, they kept pouring it down here.
All right. We got to go. Thank you, CLO. I knew you'd
agree with
Tommy.
They were doing the Sambo drink game. And then he found out who he was. Oh,
coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up.
So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
We want to show some love to our girl, our friend, Kim Whitley. Kim and super producer Lena Waithe have partnered for a brand new audio comedy series on Audible. The show is called Kim. It is loosely based on Kim Whitley's life and follows the story of Kim Wilson, get it, an actress and comedian raising her 8-year-old son, Trevante. Lena Waithe stated, Kim has been in the game a long time and has so many friends and people that support her, and they are a big part of this project, like Jennifer Lewis, Sherry Shepherd, the late comedian David Arnold, Cynthia Erivo, and Jess Hilarious, to name a few. It was really exciting to see all these people come together and show up for Kim. You can listen to all 9 episodes of Kim on the Audible app or on audible.com. We love you, Kim. We're congratulating you, and we wish you continued success. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We love you, Kim Whitley.
She deserves that.
She's
all right.
So funny.
In other She is. In other entertainment news, on a recent episode of Red Table Talk, okay, everybody brace yourselves for this, Jada Pinkett Smith overshared once again, or as nephew Tommy says, once again. Will Smith's ex-wife, Cherie Zambino, was her special guest, and Jada admitted that her husband, Will, and his ex-wife, Cherie, take trips together, and it doesn't bother her one bit. What?
But we ain't asked you though.
What? But still, you're right.
We don't care.
Oversharing, Jada.
Damn.
Jada said they do their thing. She explained it as, if Will is going on a book tour and his mom and sister are going, Cherie tags along as well. She then stated, we're not having trouble. Let's just make that very clear, because you know that will be the next rumor. Now, here's a question to you and Tommy, Steve.
What?
Could either
tired.
Of you...
I'm just tired.
You're tired,
I'm
of their business,
of Jada,
right?
I'm tired of Will. I'm tired of Kanye. Man, damn. Herschel,
all right.
What?
All right,
what?
We have more.
Exhausted.
We have more.
Exhausted.
But
yes.
We have more Red Table Talk stuff, but I do want to ask you guys this. I want to stop down for a second. Could either of you tell your wife that your ex is going on a trip with you?
No.
Who wants to go first?
We ain't got to go first. You already know. There ain't nobody saying no stupid stuff
Are
like
we
that.
As black people losing our damn mind?
It seems like it.
I think so.
Damn.
It seems that way.
Jada, y'all just got out the news.
Okay,
I ain't
wait.
Never seen nobody want to be in the news more. How thirsty are you? You are already famous.
There's more, Steve.
Stop.
There's more.
It can't be.
On the same the same episode, Jada admitted that she started dating Will too soon after his divorce, noting that the biggest misconception she had was that Will and Cherie's divorce was final once the papers were signed. But that wasn't the case. She said she definitely should have taken more time before putting herself in that Will/Cherie dynamic and let them figure out whatever needed to be figured out. Jada spoke highly of Cherie, saying that she is part of their family. What?
Okay, so
is
a lot
so
of people
much.
In y'all family we've been finding now.
What, Steve?
What other little boy in their family that she messed with? What that little boy? They done adopted that little rapper boy. Put him in the family.
Oh, August Delphine.
He's still upstairs. Is he still upstairs?
No, he's on a reality show now, too. Surreal on VH1. August Alsina.
Oh, it's really?
Uh-huh. He's on that. I haven't checked it out yet.
I just don't understand. Yep. I don't understand.
What?
Look, man. I mean, I'm serious.
Okay.
When is enough for you? Do you have any private business? Do you have anything that just belongs to y'all because of the marriage? Obviously not.
That part.
And this jumping out here with this information, that don't make no damn sense.
Why?
Man, did you ask Will, was he okay with this one?
Well, her and Will, Sheree, they have a son together, Trey, yeah. Right? The yeah. first, mm-hmm. his oldest mm-hmm. son.
You know how many kids I got with people?
That's sounding crazy. What?
But you don't travel with them?
That ain't no damn reason to be sitting up at the table talking about it.
Okay, one more time. Say that
Do
again.
Do you know how many kids I got with people?
This ignorant show right here,
I'm just
boy.
Saying. Damn.
It's so ignorant. How many DNA tests right I could have had to take? What?
Steve, you are so stupid.
You know how many parents I am? What? They ain't ever heard me say nothing about none of them.
Oh, God.
Well, maybe you should go on Red Table Talk.
Shut up.
You don't want to go on Red Table Talk.
You need to paint your table is what you need to do.
Because
this red is not your color.
All right, let's move on. Let's see if we can get to this Mississippi twerking woman on TikTok.
You're tired,
okay?
Steve. You're tired.
Paint your table white.
This is craziness. It is.
This don't make no damn sense. All right. I'm not coming All right. out saying nothing. Me and
don't even go there.
Me and the boys, mama. What?
You know.
Taking a trip. Me and who?
And she
they
says
can't
they
even drive by my house. Talking about don't go get in the car. You better not drive by my damn house.
All right, coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, early voting in Georgia is off to a good start. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, early voting is off to a good start in Georgia with less than 3 weeks until the midterm elections. Georgians are already casting their ballots at a fast pace with vote counts surpassing 2020's presidential election records for early voting. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger stated, "We're extremely pleased that so many Georgians are able to cast their votes in record numbers and without any reports of substantial delays." All right. I voted yesterday. In other election news
Good
in
job,
Georgia.
Shirley, let's go.
Thank
let's
you.
Go.
Yes, yeah, yes, yeah. yes. Had to do it. Had to do it. Come on, mm-hmm. Stacey Abrams and Raphael Warnock, our senator. In other election news in Georgia, after weeks of not addressing the abortion allegations against Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker, Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock's campaign released a new TV commercial yesterday that highlights how Walker paid for a woman's abortion and encouraged her to have another one. The commercial is titled Hypocrite, and it includes a video from an interview Walker gave to NBC where he acknowledged that he sent a $700 check to a woman who said the money was provided to reimburse her for an abortion, although Walker denies the check was for that purpose. Of course he's going to deny it.
Hell yeah. He been lying. He lied like all the rest of them. Yeah. I mean, you know, look, it's time to play the game like this because that's how they playing the game.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
You know, y'all
that's
stop
right.
all this being fair because they ain't. Mm-hmm. Tell the truth.
And even though in Georgia, you know, early voting is going well, that mm-hmm. means you still got to get out and vote if you haven't voted, okay? Your vote still counts. Still
got
counts.
Yes.
Yeah, you have
Vote, vote, vote. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's prove them wrong. Let's shut it down. We have the capability to change an election. We have to vote.
And we have the power to change this, you know, to keep it where it is. We have the power. Yeah.
I mean, we've proved it. Let's do it again.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's right. And, you know, like you were saying yesterday, Steve, you didn't like necessarily what the polls could say and how they could, you know, make you think that you don't have to go because, it, you know, it's going well or, you know, whatever, how they manipulate you into staying
at home.
That's
the trick they use. You know, we don't want that. They either tell you that your opponent is way behind and makes you feel like, you know, or they try to tell you he's leading and you get complacent and go, oh, we got this. They vote.
Exactly.
No,
exactly.
It's a trick. You have to vote. Damn the polls. Because ain't none of the polls asked you. Who they told?
Can I get this in real quick? Early voting starts in North Carolina. Started yesterday. So everybody in North Carolina, go. Go vote.
Can I get this in?
We need you.
Just say this. What? Say this. Say Senator Herschel. Don't that sound crazy as hell?
Coming up in 34 minutes after the hour, if you're planning a traditional Thanksgiving dinner this year with turkey and dressing, you want to hear this next story, okay? Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I don't know if you guys have heard this, but Popeyes is bringing back its fully cooked Cajun-style turkeys just in time for Thanksgiving. The turkeys run around $95 each and feed between 8 to 12 people. Okay? Yeah. If the price sounds a bit high to you, well, here's why. The USDA reports that the average price per pound of turkeys has gone up 73% since last year. Tommy, what is that? What is it?
You know what? I'm on behalf of the turkeys. These turkeys have had it. All this killing that's going on in October and November for these turkeys, they have had it. If me and Steve Harvey was turkeys, y'all's Thanksgiving would be over because it would go something just like this. Hey, dog, look at him. They talking about doing us again this year. I'm thinking if we leave sometime tonight, we might make it through. How you feel about this? Now, the boys is back there talking. You can hear them knock, ain't you? But they talking about moving tonight.
What we need to do is get down to this river and head north.
What? You are not a slave turkey.
Now, is you Harriet or is you? Okay. I'm following you because you the leader. You is the lead turkey around here.
Well, you asking me as I'm Harriet. Ain't you Thomas the turkey? Okay. Now, we got to get out of here.
Okay, so this is what I'd like you to do.
Wait a minute. Shut up back there.
I know.
Will you talk to the turkeys and tell them what we finna do so they'll know?
Why does that turkey sound like a damn goose?
Who knows the difference?
Hey, man, if you don't shut up back there.
We got a few gooses with us that's trying to leave.
Gooses.
They gonna hear us. Now, what is it? Who's making bird calls? We ain't gonna ever get out of here.
Nope. Everybody with feathers is trying to leave with us. I'm just
they're
trying to
they're not going. This is a turkey. This is a turkey route.
Okay. Will you make a speech to the turkeys so they'll know what we finna do? That's all I'm asking you to do.
Here I go. Turkeys, geese, chicken, waterfowl,
and goose.
Birds of prey.
If you say goose one more time, it's geese.
Tonight is the night that we're going over the wall.
Okay. Over the wall? Okay.
Shut your damn mouth. I don't know why we got these geese in here. Why don't he just fly his ass out of here? He flew in here.
Go ahead.
Listen to me. If we could fly as turkeys, we'd have been out of here.
You right about that. Yes, sir, you right.
I can't run that far no more. So we're going to have to go out all together and escape. And just we're going to play the numbers game. All of us ain't going to make it.
Well, wait a minute now. Hold on. Ain't nobody signing up for that. Now, what you mean we ain't all going?
Well, we all ain't going to make it. You just heard Popeyes has got a big sale this weekend for $95 for a whole fried turkey. And you know some people going to jump on this right here. I thought that $95 was going to price us out the game, but it didn't. They putting in orders.
Okay. Now, as you know, Miss Tiffany Turkey, she's the oldest turkey here. Now, we can't just leave her.
Miss Tiffany is gone. Her fat ass is as good as cooked, and we all know that. They've been fluffing her up for years, and she ain't laid an egg in 8 years. She good as gone. Now, Miss Tiffany ain't going to be able to make the trip. They can get $150 at Popeyes from Miss Tiffany.
Ooh, hold on for a minute. Shut up. Damn.
These damn turkeys ain't going to make it. We ain't going to make it.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Coming up next, the prank phone call from the nephew, Turkey.
I'm a Chick-fil-A turkey. They don't sell turkey.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, she's going to make me pop her. Mm-hmm. Wait till you guys hear this letter. You're not going to believe it. It's coming up in just a few minutes because right now it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Well, a lot of men going to hit their brakes because they don't want to hear this phrase right here.
What?
Child support is late. Get it in. All right, here we go. Cat dog, child support is late.
Hello?
Hello, my sweet dog. Called.
Yeah, what's up? What was this?
This Preston, man. Me and your ex, man, me and we've been kicking it for the last 3 months.
I don't care about you and me and we not together. Me and we not together. So why you calling me?
Okay, yeah, no, that's cool right there. I understand all that.
You calling me to tell me that y'all together or something? What you, I don't care about what you and do, me and not together. I don't give a damn about what do.
Okay, no, play. I understand that. What I was calling you about was, you know, you kind of behind like 2-3 months on the child support, man, and I told I was going to handle this.
What?
Well, I told her I was going to handle the situation, you know, so.
Nah, I don't need you to handle nothing. You don't need to be worried about how many months I'm behind. Who the hell telling you all this anyway?
When can we expect another payment is what I'm asking you.
First of all, don't you ever call my phone with that. You understand me? Don't call my phone, man, because I'm worried about my daughter, man.
I ain't trying to have no situation.
I don't need you on my back, and I don't need to be on my back about no damn child support, because I do for my daughter, man. So don't call my phone with that, okay?
Okay, well, let me ask, is you working right now?
Man, listen here. What's your name? Preston?
Yeah, Preston. What I'm saying is you working right now.
Preston, I do whatever it takes to take care of my daughter, man. So don't you worry about my job security and what I'm doing.
Okay, can I just come? Why not just come by there whenever you get paid next time, so I can pick up, you know, the child.
Man, you don't need to come by nowhere. I tell you what, yeah, Preston, you bring your around. You come, I'm gonna give you directions right now. You bring your phone over here, cause I want to see your calling my damn phone, talking about my damn daughter.
Hey man, we looking out for the well-being of the baby, man. That's what we looking.
What you think I've been doing ever since she came in this world? That's what I've been doing ever since she got here. Been looking out for her well-being. And some come just getting a picture. You want to tell me about my daughter well-being? You crazy.
Why is you 3 months behind then, man?
Matter of fact, I do everything I can for my daughter. So for you to sit up here and call me talking about I'm 3 months behind, I don't even keep up with that. I send money when I can. I do for my daughter. I do for my daughter before I do for myself. So if I ain't got it to send, that mean I ain't got it at all. But give me a second and I'll go get it. But don't be calling me about my daughter, man, talking about I'm 3 months behind.
Okay, well, look here. First of all, I ain't working right now. So we really need you to go on and get the money over.
What? Hold on. You ain't working, but I'm out here hustling. You calling me about some money? But you over there laying over. Both of y'all need to get off y'all and do what the hell I'm doing. That's what I can't understand. It's two of you, but it's one of me. And you want to come to me with that?
Man, I told I was going to handle this situation by being behind on this, you know, this little old child support situation. That's all I'm saying. I need you to go on and give me a date, man, on when we can expect a payment.
Okay, I'm giving you a date right now. Bring your over here right now and come pick up the payment. I got it for you right now. You just tell me what kind of car you drive so I know. Because I don't want to bust the wrong to pull up in my driveway by mistake. I do everything for my daughter. My daughter don't have no wants or no needs. I put shoes on her feet, clothes on her back, food in her stomach. I do everything for her. I don't need you at all. My daughter don't need you at all. I pick her up from school every day and take her to her grandmother's house. So I don't want to hear about no 2 or 3 months behind because she ain't with I. I can see if I went 2 or 3 months and she with I.
Okay, that's another thing what me and the other talked about. We're not going to need you to be picking her up from the school no more. I'm going to be getting her from the school when she
man,
get out.
Man, you done lost your I wish I would catch your up in my daughter's school. You ain't picking up my daughter, man. I don't even know who the hell you are.
I told you my name is Preston, man.
Man, I don't give a about no Preston. You better not, I'm telling you what, man. I don't want you nowhere near my daughter. That I'm going to talk right now because I don't want you nowhere near my daughter, man. You understand me? I don't want you nowhere near my daughter, man. If I catch man. You near my daughter, I'm going to whoop your ass. I'm going to let my daughter know.
Me and the baby is getting along fine, man. All I'm saying is we just need you to send the money, man.
You and yeah, I'm glad y'all doing good because she a anyway. But don't put my daughter in the middle of this, man.
Man, I'm just happen to be in between jobs. That's all, man.
Well, you need to get off your and look in between your cheeks and go find you something. Find you a manhood sitting up there probably on the couch eating up all the Pop-Tarts and
I've only had two of them Pop-Tarts, man. That's all.
You ain't supposed to be having none of them because I bought that for my daughter, man. And I appreciate you eating none of that over there. You need to get off your and feed yourself like I do. I feed myself and my daughter and probably still.
Let me say this here, man. I just want to talk to you about our child, man.
Our child? That ain't your child. That's my
man,
child.
I'm taking the
you
responsibility.
You ain't got nothing to do with
I'm
her, though. You ain't got, hey, say, man, don't you ever say that, man. Don't you ever say that to me, man. That is not our child, man. That's my child. Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. Put your ear to this phone real close, man.
I'm listening, about my daughter, man. I'm trying to handle this like men is what I'm trying to do.
You ain't been here the whole time. You trying to walk up in here and talk about our, I'm her daddy, man.
I'm just trying to be a good stepfather, man, and get the child support.
Stepfather,
man.
Y'all got to get married first. You ain't no, man, look, I'm going to talk to and handle this. I guarantee you.
No, hold on.
You don't talk to
no more. You understand what I'm saying? You talk to me. You're dealing with me. I told I was going to handle this. Now, you're going to make me mad now. Like I done told you. Now, you don't talk to no more.
I talk to whenever I want to. We got a child together. You just got in the piss.
Don't you call no more. You don't talk to ever. You talk to me from now on. You talk to Preston.
I'm going to talk to and I'm going to have this dealt with, trust me.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. You don't call, man. You deal with me. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
I'm not dealing with you with a thing. You hear me? The only thing I'm going to deal with you is my foot up your
Look here. I got one more thing I need to say to you, man.
I don't want to hear nothing else you got to say, player. I done heard everything you had to say. Let me tell you something, man. You want a job, we hiring right now. I'll put you with the man in charge. I'll get you a job.
Nobody want to work with you, man. I don't like your attitude.
You need to work with somebody because you ain't working with nobody right now.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Is you listening?
Man, say what the hell you got to say, man.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning
Man,
Show.
I don't give a damn. Say, man, I don't care who the you are. I don't play about my daughter, man.
No, it's Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your cousin Kendrick, man.
Oh, man. I'm going to kill this.
You all right?
Oh, no, man, because I don't play by my daughter like that, man. That's my world, man. That's my heart, man.
All right, man. Let me ask you this here, man. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Done it again. Woo! Done it again.
No, yes. No, you almost got on that one for real.
You think I was close? Was I close?
Hey, man. Hey, the reason I'm calling, man, is because, you know, I ain't working right now. We really need a payment card. Boy, that dude.
Right, working. Steve. Hold up, man.
You ain't working.
Preston. Oh. Our daughter. Don't
I pick
ever.
Up every day. And that's another thing. We ain't gonna need to go by there and pick her up no more.
That's it right there. That
boy, was you were pressing all the boys.
All right. All right, nephew. Ooh, that was close. Thank you. Coming up next, today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, she is going to make me pop her. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com. Click the Strawberry Letter button and write us. And it could be your letter we're reading today. You never know. But write us because we always want to hear from you and help you.
You never know. So buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Strawberry Letter. Here it is.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, she is going to make me pop her. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 47, and I've been dating a man that is married to a woman with a very nasty personality, and she is ugly inside and out. Do I need to read that again for anyone?
Go ahead.
I went to college with her, and she had a few fights with women over her boyfriend back then. She has made my current boyfriend miserable for 12 years, and they are finally getting a divorce. Since I've been dating her husband, I see that he's being bullied by her. I didn't want to believe it at first, but she talks to him like he's a weakling, and he won't say anything to her because she hits below the belt. Recently, she shattered his cell phone, and he came to my house upset. I put him on my phone plan, and that's when she found out about me. He called her one day, and my name came up on the caller ID at their house. If he feels threatened, he comes to my house. He thinks she is going to put her hands on him one day, and I can't allow that to happen because he's a calm and even-tempered man. She has passed by my house. She sat in my driveway before. We let her sit and look stupid because her marriage is over, and we're hoping she just goes away soon. This morning, she was behind me in the drive-thru, and I was very nervous. I'm telling you that if she comes in my face, I'm going to pop her. I have everything to lose, but it will be worth it because I've seen her mess with people for years. What she doesn't know is I take boxing lessons as part of my workout. She has one more time to crush my man's spirit or damage his property. I know I'm wrong for having this affair, but I love this man. Would I be wrong if I popped her one good time? I can't even believe you're asking that question. Seriously, lady, seriously, I really think this letter is a waste of our time, what you're asking. The first line in this letter is totally ridiculous. You're dating a man who is married to a very nasty woman, a very nasty woman with a nasty personality, blah, 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 whatever you said. Is she supposed to be nice and pleasant and kind to you? You're dating her husband. You're the other woman. You have no leg to stand on here. If he's planning on divorcing her, well, why hasn't he done it? Sounds like he's scared anyway. And in the meantime, who named you his bodyguard? You're out of line on this one. You sound crazy. And if this man continues to let you fight his battles and can't stand up for himself, why would you even want to be with him? Go ahead. You can pop her if you want to, but I don't think it's going to go like you think it's going to go. You were very nervous when she was just sitting behind you at the drive-thru. She hadn't even gotten out of the car or anything. And please don't expect any help from him, Mr. Calm and mild-tempered, because he's scared of her. He's hiding behind you. I think it's a good thing you're taking boxing lessons, because it sounds like you might need them real soon. I say leave him alone, leave her alone until they get divorced. That's the proper way to handle a situation like this. But I know it's too late for that advice, because you're all in now. Steve?
Well... lady, the subject is she gonna make me pop her. Now, what I see in this letter, this been building up for a while. See, 47.
Right.
Dating a man that is married.
That doesn't sound right.
Once you say that.
Yeah. That sounds so crazy.
Whatever you say after that, really, it don't even have to be.
Right.
Because, see, if you just wasn't dating the man that's married, we don't have this letter.
Right.
So, see, you complicated your life by complicating a situation. I've been dating a man that's married. That's going to come with some situations. That's going to come with stipulations, problems. But he's married to a woman with a very nasty personality. She is ugly inside and out. And you know how she know this? Because she went to college with her. And she had a few fights with women over her boyfriend back then. Well, now, let's go over this.
Please.
She, obviously, you are calling her ugly in and out, but seemed to me like, according to this letter, she keep a man.
Mm-hmm.
She done had a man in college. She got a man now. You didn't have no man in college. You ain't married. So I don't know if she really that ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Something going on. Because she keep a man. And you obviously don't. You didn't have no man in college. It ain't work out for you. And you ain't got no husband. So you got hers. She has made my current boyfriend miserable for 12 years. And they finally getting a divorce. There's a slight... irony in this statement. She has made my current boyfriend, but you're leaving out is
her husband. What doesn't she get about that?
That's this crazy. Letter's so confused.
Yes.
And she's made him miserable for 12 years. And how do you know except that's what they told you? And they finally getting a divorce. Now, since I've been dating her husband, see right there, you keep plugging in information that determines how bad your life is. You just said it real simple right there. Since I've been dating her husband, I see he's being bullied by her. Well, when we come back, we're going to find out just how much a little boy been getting bullied by the big bully up at the school.
All right, hang on, Steve. Coming up at 23 minutes after the hour, we'll have part two of your response. The subject of today's Strawberry Letter, she's going to make me pop her. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, she is going to make me pop her.
47-year-old lady dating a married man. We're off to a rough start in this letter, but that's how it starts. But he's married to a woman with a very nasty personality. She ugly inside and out. And the way she know this is because she went to college with her, and she had a few fights with women over her boyfriend back then. Well, now, she keep a man. That's always the case. And she keep a man that other women won't. So the lady that you think is so ugly in and out keep having men that other women won't. And now you want the one she got now. The other women wanted the one she had in college. Maybe that's why she got a nasty attitude. Everybody want what she got.
Whoa.
Hello. Could this be it?
Ding, 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 ding.
And then, you know, they finally getting a divorce now because he done made her life miserable for 12 years. And since I've been dating her husband, she put that line in there like we weren't going to notice it. Since I've been dating her husband, I see that he's being bullied by her. I didn't want to believe it at first, but she talks to him like he's a weakling. And he won't say anything to her because she hits below the belt. Wait a minute. So you're trying to tell me that this man won't say nothing back to her because she treats him like a weakling. You can't treat nobody like a weakling that ain't a weakling. Mm-hmm. And then he won't say anything to her because she hits below the belt. Well, we both swinging low then. Mm. You know, I'd stay with you, but you too small for me. Well, let's swing back. I'd stay with you, but you too big for me. See? See how that works? See, we can all hurt each other. But you don't want to do that.
That hurts.
She talked to him like he's a weakling. He won't say anything because she hit below the... Recently, she shattered his cell phone. He came to my house upset. She broke my phone. I was in there talking and she heard and I broke it. So I put him on my phone plan. And that's when she found out about me. He called her one day, and my name came up on the caller ID at their house. How stupid is this fool?
He really.
He feels threatened. He comes to my house. If he feels threatened, he comes to my house. Ooh, go tell my mama. He thinks she's going to put her hands on him one day, and she going to hit me. And when she hit me, I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't allow that to happen because he's a calm and even-tempered man. He's a weakling. Mm-hmm. She has passed by my house, and she sat in my driveway before. Yeah, she going to kill y'all. It's coming. See, we let her sit and look stupid because her marriage is over, and we're hoping she just goes away soon. This morning, she was behind me in the drive-thru, and I was very nervous, as you should be. I immediately don't want no chicken now.
You're right.
I'm telling you right now, if the enemy is behind me in the car, I'm getting out this damn line.
Okay. For real.
And this morning, she was behind me in the drive-thru, and I was very nervous. And here we go. I'm telling you that if she comes in my face, I'm going to pop her. Mm. I have everything to lose, but it'll be worth it because I've seen her mess with people for years. What she don't know, though, I've been taking boxing lessons.
Right there.
Let me tell you something about these boxing lessons, lady. Uh-huh. Don't let them lessons get your ass whooped. Them is boxing lessons. Lessons. The bag don't punch back. People don't fight like that. You finna hood fight. Don't get a damn bite. Well, y'all finna grab hair. I'm finna put my baby finger in your nostril. Now, what's your boxing lesson finna help you with that? I said I'm gonna put my baby finger in your nostril.
Okay. That's and gonna tag. Hurt.
Yeah. And then I'm gonna tag. So
how
now,
you fight?
What is your boxing lesson finna do? She don't know. I've been taking boxing lessons as part of my work, but she got one more time to crush my man's spirit or damage his property. Well, you done
who
put him on the payment plan. I know I'm wrong for having this affair. Oh, ding,
oh, ding,
dust the whole letters off. Mm-hmm. But I love this man. Would I be wrong if I popped her one good time? Uh-uh. But you might discover something, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
You might discover that you need to get your money back on the boxing lessons. See, you might have to ask for that. You don't think she didn't have... You just said in college. Listen to me. I went to college with her. She had a few fights with women over her boyfriend back then. Sounded to me like she won. You finna jump on a woman that's got fight women experience. You ain't fought nobody. Lady, I can't help you with this letter right here. Mm-mm. I understand you love him and they probably are going to get a divorce. But, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe it's good to be married to a soft man. I don't know. I can't help you. It's going to be wonderful, though.
Well, she's just dating him. She's just dating.
No, sure. She loves this man.
Yes, she does.
She got one more time to bully him or destroy his pride. Break another phone and see what I do.
All right. Leave us your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Steve Harvey FM, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up next, William Morris, Endeavor's CEO, Ari Emanuel, advises companies to stop doing business with Kanye. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
According to the Financial Times, the CEO of William Morris Endeavor, Ari Emanuel, has advised all companies that are doing business with Kanye to stop, exclamation mark, okay? Emanuel encouraged companies to back out of their deals with Kanye following his anti-Semitic rant. Emanuel cited the streaming services Apple and Spotify that have Kanye's music on their platforms, and he cited Parler, a social media app that Kanye wants to buy. Emanuel stated that Kanye is a pop culture icon with millions of fans around the world, and among them are young people whose views are still being formed. Emmanuel feels it's necessary for everyone to speak out because hatred and anti-Semitism should have no place in our society, no matter how much money is at stake. Wow.
See, here's what I admire about the Jewish community. They gonna stay together, man. They are going to defend their culture and their honor, period. I ain't mad at that. And for anybody that's got a problem with that, man, they really don't give a damn. And I'm telling you, man, that's an admirable trait to have.
Yeah.
They get together quickly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, man, it's not smart business. It's not good business. And the climate that we live in today, most of us understand, with HR being at the top of every corporation right now, with the Me Too movement, with the woke movement that women have gotten a major stake in, all just, bruh, where you going? Mm-hmm. You cannot keep calling yourself a genius and you keep doing stupid sugar honey iced tea. You can't do it, dog.
Him.
Somebody lying. This statement that everybody keep printing, it mostly coming from him. It doesn't make any sense. Bro, you got to start listening to wise counsel. You do not listen, bro.
Because he thinks he knows everything.
Bro, you won't listen, though.
And that app Parler, the CEO, mm-hmm. is Candace Owens' husband.
So now he gonna buy that, put all that money in his pocket. You stupid. Mm-hmm. Bro, you dumb. But dog, you really not sounding real genius at all. Mm-mm. Candace mm-hmm. Owens' husband. Yeah, of course he wanna sell it because he need that money. Mm-hmm. Man, y'all got to be kidding me, man. Kanye, come on, bro. Really be somebody. He's not a genius, man. I never agreed with that anyway, but I was right. I was right.
All right,
do he live with Candace now?
Candace and Georgia, what's his name, Farmer?
He doesn't live with them. No. All right, we got to go. Coming up at the top of the hour, an online survey reveals what really turns a man on and gets him hooked. We'll see if it's true right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Well, according to a survey on Your Tango, here are a few things that women do that guys secretly love. All right, let's see if you Steve and Tommy, if you agree with this survey. This is what guys love. Laying your head on his chest when watching TV or while he's lying in bed after a long day.
Hmm. Who the hell said that?
This is according to a survey. All right. How about this one? Biting his lip. They say you guys love this. While you're kissing, bite his lip, ladies.
Most guys help it with me, though.
Huh?
You can't really help that with me, so I ain't that impressed. All this lip.
They say, yeah, most guys see that as a turn on. Most guys love it, ladies, when you borrow his clothes. It'll show him that you appreciate him and love his style. Is this true? No, I've never heard that.
I've never heard that either.
I ain't heard that either. I can't go to my drawer and my drawers ain't in here because Jackie got them on. I can't.
Clothes, not underwear.
Okay.
If Marjorie can wear my drawers, we can. I'm leaving you.
All right. Here's another one they say you guys love. Having him meet your friends. This confirms that you're proud to have him in your life. Proud to have him around.
Shirley.
Yes,
Shirley,
no?
Where you get this from? This simple-ass, stupid-ass survey.
You don't agree? Just
man, you don't I can tell you, dog, I can give you some stuff women love.
Well, tell them. Give us that stuff. All right, let me do one more.
No. Do a few more, and then tomorrow I'm going to have
Monday?
Yeah.
But I don't want you laying your head on my chest, your hair is sticking into me. I don't like that.
It's
no.
Hot.
It's too hot for all that.
Too hot.
And then you're going to turn around and bite my damn lip, man? No.
While you're watching a game or something.
Today, I want you to meet Carolyn. What?
All right, I'm going to give you one more. One more. Reminding him how much you love him. You know, say, for instance, you slip a note in his pocket and he'll find it during the day. Or, if you just come and kiss him on the cheek while you're watching TV.
That's cool. You know, appreciation is the number one thing that turns a man on. If you appreciate him, that's the number one thing.
All right, question. Give women some suggestions about how they can show their appreciation.
You know, if instead of laying your head on his chest, if you lick his chest,
that's different. Now that's different. See,
survey. Imagine
that. That's you on why you on here.
Y'all ain't asked the right people.
You know, since you laying there, you know,
turn around and just lick.
You know what I'm saying? You know, occupy yourself.
Make yourself useful.
Make me think this is going somewhere. What's the other one they said, Shirley?
Just kiss him on the cheek while you're watching TV. Slip a note in his pocket to find.
See right there? No. Kiss him on his cheek, then slip. Slip your tongue in his mouth.
Oh, the cheek is real close to the mouth.
Get over here. Come on.
What about during the day you'll find a note in your pocket?
That paper. I don't carry paper and all that in my pocket. I don't need that. Tell me what you're trying to say.
I'm going to throw it away because I think it's a number or something. I don't know.
You scared? You're not even going to read it first?
Hell no. Get this out of here. This could be trouble. This look like evidence.
Okay, and the borrowing the clothes one, it didn't say underwear, it just said clothes. Like she may put on one of your shirts your jeans.
Now I'm in here looking for the shirt.
Jeans.
Your ass
got it on. My wife borrowed my jeans.
No.
I know we getting a divorce because I ain't got no jeans. So now, where you done showed up these little ass jeans from?
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Tommy, part one of the Ready to Love Miami reunion show is tonight. Woo! We cannot wait. Previews. Woo!
Y'all better buckle up for this one.
I'll slap the blank out of her. Cadian told that
sugar
to Sugar
honey iced tea.
No, it was a little deeper than that, Steve. It was four letters, but woo.
Yeah, it gets pretty heated, big dog. It gets pretty.
Tommy was
heated.
Like, ladies.
Oh, you had to do all that. You had to.
Oh, man, you got to calm them down. It's people jumping up. It's
when you hollered at them. Was that your other voice? Because it'd be a little different, lady.
It's a little different right now. Would y'all please sit down?
Come on now.
But yeah, I can't wait to see it.
Me too, Shirley. We're going to call each other and get my popcorn and my wine.
Yes. We definitely will. All right, so Tommy, you've got one more season of Ready to Love Miami, and then you're going to move the show to Dallas with a whole new cast of single men and single women looking for love.
Dallas is the next city.
Is it casting right now, right, in Dallas?
They're casting right now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is like number 9 and 10 once I get to Dallas.
Wow.
That's pretty big. That is major.
That is huge. Congratulations again. So listen, if you're a single professional between the ages of 30 and 50 years old and you're ready to love, you can apply at lalameanscasting@gmail.com.
lalameanscasting@gmail.com.
We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, a round of Would You Rather.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time now for Would You Rather. Would you rather have a live-in bather or a live-in masseuse?
Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. I'm going with that bather. What?
You want someone to bathe you?
You that lazy, you can't bathe,
bathe yourself?
Depending on what kind of bather we talking about now. Yeah, hey. What? Steve? Now that masseuse, that's not y'all.
Either way is a lawsuit.
You can ask Deshaun about this masseuse.
Well, I'm getting sued in that bathtub. There's no way you can act right in a bathtub. Because right, everybody looks better wet. There's no
yes,
way.
Yes, they do.
There's no way.
So no to the bather and the live-in masseuse. All right. Mm-hmm. Moving on to, would you rather break dance for $5 million or would you rather fight Floyd Money Mayweather for $10 million?
I'm kicking Floyd ass.
Yeah, I'm fighting Floyd.
I mean, if I break dance. I'm running up into him and I'm giving it all I got. Yeah, and I'm cheating everything. I'm grabbing. I'm holding, I'm putting his weight on his ass.
You fighting dirty,
I'm elbowing him in the top of the head. I can't whoop him boxing.
Uh-huh.
But just fighting, though?
Yeah. Dirty street.
Ain't no way in hell we break dance. That's for damn sure. Nah. We going to break something. For real.
I'm standing up there. I done the robot for 5 minutes. Expecting $5 million.
Not the robot.
And a badass robot, too. This robot don't work.
Oh, you expected your $5 million.
Yeah, but looking at the whole time, but checking my watch and everything.
Right. All right, moving on to, would you rather have sex once a month, just once a month, or would you rather tell the truth every day of your life?
Mm. You're at sex once a month.
You That's know it? This one here.
Oh, yeah. Sex once a month.
Because you can't tell the truth every day of your life?
Well, I'm not going to tell you the truth about having sex once a month either, so let's go.
That was
good
excellent,
one, Steve. Good one, Steve.
Yeah, I don't got to argue with this here. Yeah, give me that sex once a month. How many times you had sex once?
Tommy.
I'm finna tell the truth. I'm finna get all I can get. I'm finna tell the truth and get it all.
Mm-mm. I tell the truth, man. There's so many things will be canceled for me. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I wouldn't even have a life. I can't tell the truth every day.
Have you tried it?
No. You haven't even tried to tell the truth.
Every day the truth?
Yes. Every single day.
Are you kidding me? Do you know how many statements I got to go back and start retracting? I ain't even going to be able to move forward.
All right, coming up, it is our last break of the day. We'll have some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Here we are, our last break of the day, our last break of the week on this Friday. It's been a good week, been a good day. Make sure you get out and vote. Got to do that. I got to say that I'm going to be in Chicago this weekend for a fashion show for one of our friends in Chicago, Steve. You know her, Barbara Bates, the designer there. She is a fabulous breast cancer survivor. Of course, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And my girl, Barbara Bates, is sponsoring her 2022 fall collection. She does it every year to give back to the breast cancer community. She's a big time advocate for breast cancer awareness, of course. And I'll be hosting her fashion show, and we're going to raise money for the cause. The fashion show will be in Chicago this Sunday. You can get your tickets at shopbatesdesigns.com. That's shopbatesdesigns.com. Going to be at the Venue West in Chicago. But for more information and to get your tickets, if you want to come, and I hope you do, it's for a great cause. And again, and I'll see you on Sunday. The show starts at 6 p.m. 6 p.m.
Right.
Be home. Nice. Home, home, home.
I love Barbara Bates.
Yes. Yes.
She made me suits. Man, I used to wear some dope suits, man. Back in the Ultra Fly Pimp days.
I
was cross making patterns and everything. Boy, I was. It's BarbaraBates.what?
You can get your tickets at shopbatesdesigns.com. That's shopbatesdesigns.com.
Nice.
She's still
great lady,
fabulous. Breast cancer survivor, still fabulous. Yep.
Girl, I mean, but a really, really great person, man. I think really, Barbara Bates is really, really a sweetheart of a person.
Warrior.
And,
Warrior.
Lord have mercy. Can really, really do some clothes, man.
Yeah, yeah. She started selling them out of the trunk of her car. She used to come up to our radio station in Chicago and bring us clothes from the trunk of her car. That's how she started out. Beautiful stuff. Beautiful things. BarbaraBatesDesigns.com.
Barbara Bates. Hey, everybody. Listen, we're talking about this voting and the significance of it, how important it really is. We've got to turn out in this election, man. I am telling you, man, I have heard some conversations from some conservatives about what they're doing to ensure that they get a victory this year. I mean, they were upset, man. First of all, you know, they know Donald Trump lost the election. They know it was fair. They've gone over 60 some judges to get their case heard, and all of them's been thrown out because they don't have any evidence. They've convinced a large group of people, and Trump has done this, that he is still the most valid and real Republican candidate. And if they can get him back in the 2024 election to run for president, they will, because they don't have nobody else. And he controls the Republican Party with fear. I've never seen these many cowardice men at one time holding public office. I've never seen it. But let me tell you who is not a group of cowards, and that's us. We got 400 years of proof that we're not cowards. But now we're in a different situation. We have some rights. They've been hard fought to get, but we have some rights. We, and one of the main rights that was fought and people died for, was the right to vote. We've got to get to the polls and show them that Georgia turning blue last time to put Warnock and Ossoff in, that was not a fluke. That Georgia turning blue last time to get Biden in over Trump was not a fluke. That Philly was not a fluke. Detroit was not a fluke. Milwaukee was not a fluke. The Carolinas don't have to be. Man, I don't even understand how the Carolinas can beat us out. I just don't. We are there in record numbers, man. You have got to get registered and vote. Stop sitting around with your hands up under your ass complaining about what is when you have the power to do something about it. That's what amazes me, man. I'm not going to be one of those people that's complaining about the situation when I could do something about it. Now, we're not going to fix everything. We got that. But doggone it, we can fix something. We can at least get equal representation in areas we live in. We can at least get somebody in office that will at least hear what we're trying to say. There is nobody that's going to fix us. There is nobody that's going to come in on a white horse and straighten it all out for us. I'm not naive about that at all. But what we don't have to do is sit by and keep allowing people to get in office that don't give a damn about us. Your hospitals, your education, your welfare, your safety. Man, they've hijacked everything. They took Black Lives Matter. They turned it into White Lives Matter. They turned it into Blue Lives Matter. Blue ain't a life. Blue is a uniform. Damn, man. And ain't nobody saying they don't want police. We just want good police. Man, I'm not an opponent of the police. Just when we get pulled over and you come to talk to us, can we get the same treatment as everybody else? That's what we need. We need some reform in here. But the average police person is a good person. I got that. But we need some people in office that's doing the right thing, man. And we can vote. Stacey Abrams can be the next governor if all of us get out and vote, especially men. If we get off our ass and go to the polls and vote, Stacey Abrams is in and Kemp is out. Period. He don't give a damn about you. I don't care what rapper told you that. When weallvote.org, go and sign up. Make sure you register, everybody. We got the vote. Y'all have a great weekend, okay? Talk to God. He'd love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.